Hollywood, Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now on the last day of 1948, from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer comes the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Say, you know, I think we got half of Northwestern out here tonight. Started early, huh? Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Rod, they finally caught those two guys.
What two guys?
Voted for Wallace. Oh, where have you been, buddy? I haven't seen you in a few days, buddy.
Oh, I saw you yesterday, buddy, down by Schwab's drugstore. You were limping. What happened? Did you sprain your ankle or pull a ligament reaching for a laugh?
No, I forgot to take the walnuts out of my Christmas stocking. Well, Rod, 1949 will soon be here.
Tell me, Red, how did 1948 treat you?
Very seldom. No, it was good to me. I got a new son, new sponsor. Mm-hmm. My family had quite a setback. Now, you take my Uncle Warren, for instance. Mm-hmm. He's in the band back here. He's the eight ball with the legs over there.
What happened to him?
Oh, he got drummed out of the Boy Scout. They caught him trying to start a fire rubbing a Democrat and Republican together.
Say, I saw him a few minutes ago. He started celebrating a little early, didn't he?
Yeah, right after Christmas. Huh? In 1924, I mean. He made one nice New Year's resolution, though. In 1948, he's going to look for a job.
You mean he's finally going to work?
No, he's just looking. He don't want to rush in there.
Say, he really imbibes, doesn't he?
No, him? No, he don't imbibe. He just gets up on the table and yells, "Take off my shoes, mother. The punch bowl's deeper than I thought." You know, some people really make themselves look ridiculous when they celebrate. Like last year up on the boulevard here, some guy got up in the tree, up on one of those Christmas trees, and he kept yelling, "I'm a monkey, I'm a monkey, I'm a monkey."
Well, no kidding. How'd they get him down?
Seven cops offered me bananas. Hey, are you and Sylvia going to a club to celebrate?
No, we haven't decided how we'll bring in the new year, but I'd like to do something different.
Why don't you try going home? Why don't you drink a pint of gasoline and go down to the butcher shop and tickle pig's feet? That's different.
Where are you going to celebrate, Red? At some nightclub?
No, they're too crowded. I went to Ciro's last year. You know, that's the annex to the Bank of America. No kidding, that place is so expensive. Last year, for $5, they let us feel a hot roll.
Oh, hey, are you going to the Rose Bowl tomorrow?
Huh?
Are you going to the Rose Bowl tomorrow?
No, I can't afford it.
What, you can't afford tickets to the game?
Can't afford the parking lot. Hey, you know, this Pasadena is full of millionaires. Wait till you park your car over there tomorrow. You'll find out where they got their loot.
Well, the weather out here has been so cold lately. Yeah. I wonder if they'll have enough flowers to decorate the floats in the Tournament of Roses.
Oh, they're all prepared for that. In case there isn't any flowers, they're going to call it the Tournament of Smudge Pots. They're in bloom now, you know.
Well, Red, tomorrow California goes off daylight savings time. We move our clocks back 1 hour.
Yeah, I'm going to have a tough time setting my timepiece back an hour.
What, have you got a sundial?
I've got a... Oh, now, wait a minute. He's mad because I told him to go home. Just read what's there, will you?
I don't know why I should read it. You don't.
I'm afraid to risk it, Mr.
Say, Red, our show will go on an hour earlier here in California next Friday, won't it?
Yeah, if it goes on at all. there's so many changes in radio now. Hey, you know what NBC means now?
No.
No Benny Korn.
No Benny Korn, huh? Yeah. Try one on CBS. What about that?
Well, I just made this one up.
We'll make up another one.
CBS?
Yeah.
Can Benny survive?
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Pardon me, but aren't you a little behind times? You talk about soap, but I've always used these new suds discoveries.
Well, young lady, you try Tide and you'll never use anything else, new or old. Because Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film, too. Yes, Tide has all this cleaning power, yet it's safe. Truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens those soap dull colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets sheets, towels, and shirts whiter than any other washing product known. And say this all goes for your whole family wash, from top to bottom, from linens to work clothes. Yes, I'm talking about everything you wash when I say no soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Now, here are the five nights. I'm singing with you, boys. Here are the four nights you're going to tell you a strange story.
I looked in my horoscope. It said to me, don't be a dope. 'Cause everything you do will turn out all right.
'Cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Oh, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along.
Yes, it's a good day.
How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Hallelujah! It's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing your blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
I said to the sun, good morning, sun.
Rise and shine today.
Well, you gotta get going if you wanna make a showing. And you know you got the right way.
It's a good day
for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath
and throw away your pills. It's a good day from morning to night.
Oh, it's a good day for singing a song. And it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. So happy new year from all of us here. We hope the
new year will bring you good cheer.
So happy new year.
Happy new year. May all your days be bright. 'Cause the new year is coming tonight.
Procter & Gamble present the Skelton television players in A G.I. Joe Remembers New Year's Eve.
My name's Willie Lumplump. New Year's don't mean much to me. Seems like every year the same thing happens. Last year I went home hoping to find my wife's face burning in the window. But the door was locked. I was sitting on the steps when a police car pulled up.
Say, what are you doing here, buddy?
I live here.
Well, then why don't you go inside?
My wife locked the door.
Well, ring the bell.
I just did.
Well, ring it again.
Huh?
Ring it again.
Nuts to him. Let him wait.
officer, don't run me in, will you? Every New Year's I get runned in for something. I'm a lonely man. I ain't got a friend of my name.
Well, aren't you forgetting your wife?
I'm trying awful hard to. Every New Year's Eve, she gets me into trouble, all because of her, like back in 1943. I came home on furlough, and she was gone. And there I was in my little apartment, all alone with my can of Sterno.
I can't drink coffee. It keeps me awake.
Well, anyhow, I walked down the hall to phone my wife. And I heard a whack captain arguing with her husband who happened to be a colonel.
But I tell you, I did get a present. I can't remember where I hid it.
Oh.
It's something you couldn't get from a supply sergeant either.
Don't tell me that, you 90-day wonder. You couldn't even find us a quiet place to live off the post. Listen to that racket next door.
That noise isn't coming from next door. It's coming from that service pantry in the hall. Service pantry? That's where I hid your Christmas presents. I'll be right back.
Wait, they're my presents. I want to get them.
Okay, go get them.
Close that door, khaki girl.
6 o'clock.
What's the matter?
There's a man in there.
What?
Oh, a private. Come out of there.
Get lost, blubber boy.
Haven't you learned military courtesy, soldier? Do you see this bird on my shoulder?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
That bird on your shoulder?
Yes.
Don't tell me you're an Eagle Scout. I used to be a Cub myself. And they threw me out of the Brownies.
What are you doing in this broom closet anyway, soldier?
I'm trying to call my wife long distance, sir.
Well, the telephone booth is downstairs.
And this one's going to be there, too, if this operator don't answer for me. I've been jiggling this hook for 2 hours now.
Look, soldier, you're in the wrong place.
Why don't you go to the right place and leave me alone?
Soldier, the phone booth is downstairs across the hall.
Well, that's where I am, downstairs across the hall.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. You go downstairs across the hall and look in the phone booth, and if I'm there, you come back up here and apologize.
What's your name? I said, what's your name?
Hmm?
What's your name?
Puddin' Tame. Ask me again, I'll tell you.
I'll have you court-martialed. Who's your company commander?
Well, I'd rather you didn't speak to my company commander about me. You see, I've been AWOL for 3 weeks, and it might upset him.
No, don't let him upset you. Let me handle it. Look, if you'll pardon us, private, we'd like to get in there.
Oh, you would you? Well, you wait in line like everybody else. Other people would like to make a phone call, too. This New Year's Eve. Everybody wants to make a phone call, so you get in line and wait like everybody else.
We didn't come here to make a phone call.
Oh, eavesdropping, huh? Couple of listening toms.
Look, it'll only take us a few seconds.
I'm sorry. Beside, that blonde boy standing in the corner's next.
That's a broom.
He certainly is. You ever see such straight hair in all your life? Well, that's the first boy I've ever seen with an upsweep, huh? He's skinny, too, ain't he?
Look, fella, I hid my wife's Christmas presents in this closet. Yeah. I'm already a week late, so could I please get them?
Yeah, well, what did you hide?
Well, one was a bottle of perfume.
Is that what that was?
You didn't open it, did you, soldier?
Don't call me soldier. Private Sweet Breath is good enough for me. By golly, you're just like me. I hid my presents down in the basement, but I'll never do it again. I lost It was the large economical. I lost a tube of shaving cream and a chic razor. When I went for them, they were gone. Somebody stole them.
Now, who would take someone else's Christmas presents?
I don't know, but while I was down there, a clean-shaved rat skipped by.
Come on, soldier. You've been in there long enough.
Okay, okay. Hey, blonde boy, you better hurry and make your call. They'll throw you out, too.
That's a broom.
Well, I hope he makes out better than I did.
See, here are your Christmas presents, dear.
Oh, how nice. How nice. I got my wife a present, too, you know.
You did?
Yeah, don't look for this, because it ain't there. Yeah, would you like to know what I got her?
Yes, I would.
You would what?
What did you get your wife for Christmas?
A little nosy, ain't she? Well, she always wanted a string of pearls, but they were too... They were too expensive, so I got her two oysters and a piece of string. She can work it out from there. I gotta go call her. She's mad at me because I like to celebrate. You
well,
know.
Now, don't worry about it, soldier. We all bow to temptation. Now
I didn't bow. I fell flat on my face.
Well, we'll let you go call your wife.
Well, thank you very much, Colonel. Now, let's see. You said this was the closet. This must be the phone booth over here.
No. That's the elevator door.
I know what I'm doing.
You okay?
No, I broke my Mickey Mouse watch.
And now David Rose and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra will play Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things.
You know, there's more than one way to do most everything. You take washing dishes. There's the old way and the new. And the new way is with Tide. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap you ever used. And Tide cuts through grease better than any soap ever did. And oh, how much pleasanter and easier dishwashing is with no scum in the water. No greasy ring round the pan. Not to mention the way Tide washed dishes and glasses rinse and dry sparkling clear. Yes, Tide leaves them dazzling, with not a trace of dulling film. And all that happens, believe it or not, even when you don't do a bit of wiping or polishing. So try Tide. See how those Tide suds billow up instantly. See how they last and last, even when you're using the very hardest kind of water. And notice how kind they are to your hands. Yes, for washing dishes, Tide's got everything. So you get Tide tomorrow.
And now, a page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Leave it dairy. We'll milk this tonight. Remember when your folks used to get all dressed up to celebrate New Year's? And you seemed to be in the way just like Junior, the mean little kid.
Is that you?
Yeah, kiddo. Come on now, put it out. Be nice now, put it out. Put it out!
Junior, what on earth are you doing to that cat?
Well, don't get excited. I'm not hurting him. I'm not hurting him at all. Put it out. Come on, put it out. See, I overheard the secretary of the skunk patrol say there was $2 in the kitty. Now, if I can just get him to put it out, I can start off the new year very prosperously. Hey, what you all dressed up for?
Well, your father and I are going out to see the new year in.
Oh, well, maybe with me here, it will refuse to come in. Do you ever think of that?
Did I hear my name referred to in someone's conversation?
Ah, pop me, stale breadwinner.
Hello, son.
Hi.
Lorene, are my clean shirts back from Santa Anita?
Your dress shirts are in the top drawer of the bureau.
Hey, Pop, can you write in a dairy? Hey, what are you wearing anyhow? What are you wearing tonight?
My full dress tails.
Tails? What you going to do, make a monkey out of yourself?
Junior, I think you'd better get ready for bed.
I don't want to go to bed.
Lorene, have you seen my collar button?
Have you seen his collar button?
It probably rolled under the bureau.
Probably
again.
Rolled under the bureau again.
Well, have you seen my cufflinks?
Have you seen
they
his cufflinks?
They also probably rolled under the bureau
probably
again.
Probably rolled under the bureau again.
I'll go ask your father. Junior, have you seen Grandpa?
He probably rolled under the bureau.
Your room or do something.
Oh, hey, Mommy, where are you and Pop going tonight?
Well, we're going to the same place we went last New Year's.
You mean poor old Namor's got to get out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning to bail you out again.
Now, that's enough.
No, hey, what kind of dress is that you wearing? I never see one like that before.
You haven't?
No,
well, it's
got
an
no
evening
feet.
Gown.
It is?
Yes. How do you like it?
Well, don't look now, Cato, but you got too much stuff crammed in your hip pocket.
That's a bustle.
A bushel?
Yes.
Looks more like a bushel.
That's enough. Now, please. Please, Junior, go to your room.
Oh.
And so I'll know where you are. Lock yourself in and bring me the key.
Okay. Go to me room, lock myself in, and bring you the... Nuts, the whole family. Nuts,
Junior.
Nuts.
Mother!
Yes, Lorene?
Will you please take care of Junior?
No, that would be against the law.
A snake pit I'm living in, a snake pit.
Junior, will you please come down here?
And miss all of this? I guess not, kiddo.
I have something for you.
Well, just brush your hair with it.
I mean that dart game you got for Christmas, the one you lost.
Oh, you found it?
I found one of the darts. You left it in my chair.
You didn't sit on it.
Not for long, I didn't.
Goodness me, you probably bend it all out of shape. Oh, boy, me dart game. I'm going to slide down the banister. It's quicker. I'll get me this. Well, boy, I never do that again. Never do that, boy. Somebody put chewing gum on the banister and derailed me.
Now, what were you doing up there to upset your mother?
Everything I could. Oh, I have me reputation to think of, you know. They're planning to get Blotto tonight.
Junior, your parents are only going to celebrate the New Year. Oh. That is an American custom.
Oh, yes, yes.
Tonight is the night when people get carried away.
You said it. Some by the police and some by the ambulance. Hey, look, you make them take a taxi cab wherever they're going, because I know me pop. I know me pop with that stagger juice, boy. Besides, I have no desire to attend the orphan's picnic next year.
Now, that's a very good suggestion.
Yes.
But instead of showing so much concern about them, what plans are you making for next year?
Well, I hope to be the imperial potentate of the skunk patrol.
Oh.
I just hope I'm potent enough. Hey, you know what the skunk said to the bear?
No. What?
The bear said to the skunk?
No.
He says, where do you get that stuff?
You drive me out of my mind yet.
Well, you're already past the intersection, so don't worry.
Here you are.
Bye.
Happy New Year now.
Happy New Year, Mother.
Happy New Year.
And you too, son.
Good night. He's loaded already.
Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Remember, drive carefully.
Well, here we is, all alone.
Yes, but I'm not afraid. I'm going to let you stay up with me and welcome in the new year.
Oh, really?
Now, come on. Sit on my lap.
Okay. Oh, boy. Ooh, say, you lost some weight. Huh? You're not as springy as you used to be.
You're just getting heavier, Junior. Oh. It won't be long before I won't be able to hold you on my lap anymore.
Well, then I'll hold you on me lap.
You will?
Yeah, of course, I'm going to need a lot of lap, you know. I say, the large economical size. Like that tub of shaving cream. Grandma, what you sitting there looking in the fireplace just daydreaming for?
I'm thinking of you and myself.
Really?
How closely related we are to this hour. You're 1949, and I'm 1948. The new and the old.
Ah, you not so old. Why, you got more teeth than I have, and they're newer than mine. Shall I go get the glass? Would you like to retire them for tonight? Hey, Nemo, do you think I'll be as smart as you is?
Oh, you'll be much smarter, Junior dear. Because in this atomic age, we have very few hidden facts. Almost every question can be answered with intelligence, not ignorance.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you will, dear. You will, dear, in time. Now, let's talk about your plans for 1949.
Okay.
Are you going to be destructive and show a loss? Or will you be better in character and show a profit?
I'm going to try to be good on me own, too. I'm not going to say, I'll be good if you give me a nickel. I'll be good if you buy me ice cream. No. This year, I'm going to be good for nothing.
Well, that's one way of making a resolution and not breaking
it.
But you're not really bad.
I don't know. I won't be able to start off New Year with a clear slate. I'll tell you that. There's so many things left to do in 1948, you know.
Well, you have a few hours left. Go ahead and do them.
You realize what you're saying? Huh? You're a natural-born sport, ain't you, huh? Well, first I want to do is slam the door just to see what would happen. Real hard! Guess what I thought? Guess what
Julia,
I thought?
What are you doing?
I'm getting ready for 1949. Now for that statue of little egg wipe. Little Egypt. Looking at that thing.
Oh, my beautiful graduation present. Don't you come here to me.
Not until I do one thing that I wanted to do for a long time. Feed you a can of that spinach is so good for me.
Oh, no. Now, you come here to me.
No, you can't stop me. I'm hot tonight.
Junior.
I might really do this upright. I might burn up me playpen. What? Might even burn up the house. Everybody here, me with it. Yes, but, oh, no.
Now, you see? You scared yourself.
No, I just remembered I don't have no matches.
Oh. Well, maybe next year.
Thanks for being with us tonight, and we hope you liked our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening, thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide. And happy New Year, everybody.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again with Red Skelton next Friday. And now stay tuned to The Life of Riley, which follows immediately. Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.